Another significant storm system will bear down on the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest as we go through midweek this week, and we'll be following that with more tranquil weather. The forecast for temperatures across the region today will not be nearly as warm as those of the weekend, but still not bad for this time of the year. We'll expect to see the milder conditions to prevail across the region until after the storm system passes through the region during midweek, and then we'll cool down once again. The afternoon temperatures today will run 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest, with some 50s in the southern parts of the region. That's fairly normal for this time of the year. We'll expect to see the same kind of temperatures occurring tomorrow afternoon, maybe slightly warmer in a few eastern areas just ahead of the storm system. And then as we get into Wednesday, the temperatures will start to cool down once again from northwest to southeast across the region. Our coolest weather will take place on Thursday and perhaps Friday, with 20s and 30s in the northern portions of the Midwest and 30s and lower 40s in the south. So we don't really cool off in a dramatic way, but we do cool down, and we'll expect to see the lowest temperatures at night to slip back into some teens and 20s in the northern portions of the Midwest as we get out towards the middle and latter part of this week, while lows in the south will be mostly in the 20s. Worry about U.S. hard red winter wheat country last week because of excessively warm temperatures will disappear as we go forward through this week, because cooling temperatures will likely push a lot of that crop back into a semi-dormant status. The exception will be in Texas and parts of southern Oklahoma, where there will probably still be some new crop development potential, especially since the same storm system that's going to bear down on the Midwest will have its roots in that area overnight tonight and tomorrow, and we'll see the moisture boost helping to support some new crop development. Now, that storm system, as it comes out across the southern plains, will turn to the northeast, passing through the lower Mississippi River Basin area as we get out into the day tomorrow, and the storm will continue lifting to the northeast, impacting most areas from southeastern Missouri to Michigan and Ohio, Indiana, of course, and Kentucky. And we'll see this storm system produce some rain totals getting upwards to 1 to 2 inches, and perhaps even something greater in a few spots. The precipitation will not all be as rain. We do expect a band of heavy wet snow to occur on the northwest side of the storm that will likely result in some 2 to 6 inch accumulations. There may be some 8 inch amounts in a few spots. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see even more than that if the storm system gets enough cool air coming in behind it. So we'll continue to monitor this over the next couple of days. A lot of wind will come in behind the storm system that cause some blowing and drifting as well. So conditions will be somewhat adverse across the Midwest as we move from Tuesday night through all day Wednesday, and then improving conditions on Thursday. The storm system will be followed by cooler air, but like I said before, it's not all that impressively cold. There'll be a reinforcing shot of cooler air that'll come along as we get out towards the end of the coming weekend and early part of next week, and it too will generate a little bit of rain and snowfall as it comes into the region, and at that time we may see some chillier temperatures. But for the most part, we're not going to see temperatures far enough below average to be much of an issue. In South America, Argentina, it finally got a little bit too wet. It looks like some flooding took place last week across portions of the country. I don't believe it's going to have a negative impact on production. We'll see much drier weather this week, and that will help to improve that situation considerably. In Brazil, we expect to see a good mix of rain and sunshine, except in interior southern areas, some locations in Paraná, parts of Sao Paulo, and neighboring areas of Mato Grosso do Sul and Paraguay will likely get a little too much rain this week, causing some delay in farming activity. And the loading at ports will also be disrupted at times. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.